Meeting of the Hamtramck City Council to order. Today is Wednesday, March 7th, and it's 7:35. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Wieski.
Present.
Al-Ghazali.
Present.
Gordon.
Present.
Hassan.
Present.
Jankowski.
Present.
Leah.
Present.
Smolak.
Present.
All rise, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First of all, I open the floor to public comments on any issue.
Hillary Cherry, Sobieski Street. Just like to say that before you do anything rash, tax anticipation note requires that the city have a manager, and the charter requires that that manager be experienced. So before you go firing the city manager, think about the loans that we need to make it through the end of the year. Thank you.
Unfortunately been present around council meetings. Pardon?
Gordon.
I'm John Yustevich, Mr. Tom Jankowski. I am familiar with this type of hijinks. One person does something in the behest of another person. I'm not a big fan of city managers, but given what we have running the city right now, it's better than what we would have. You have a problem here of not understanding how things got where they got. You talk about things at council meetings incessantly that have nothing to do with the day-to-day operations of council meetings, of the city of Hamtramck, the safety of its citizens. You incessantly talk about politically correct and what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. But when it comes down to the brass tacks, where's the money going? How's it being spent? Where can we try and get some help? Where can we get some assistance? That doesn't happen. Meetings go till 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Now you want to get rid of the city manager. I don't know who he ticked off this time, but I know it's somebody. I got a good idea. Because somebody doesn't agree with you, like I didn't agree with most of you, you don't try and Shanghai them and demean them and make them be like they don't know what they're talking about. We didn't get to this position by accident. We had a lawsuit, which we should have never lost, by the retirees. And somehow, some way, because we had an attorney that paid them twice and gave them a clause where they got an escalation in their retirement, which they should have never had. And then we had a city manager who's now destroying Pontiac, who floated $5 million in bonds that we're paying $600,000 a year on. But when I was on the council, I said, let's do something about it. Oh, no. When I got off, oh, we got to get rid of Schimmel. But the $5 million in bonds that we're still paying for, soon one to be paid off, which were illegal by state constitution and state law, no one ever directed themselves to. $600,000 a year is a lot of money out of a budget in the city. Now I understand that the city of Detroit is saying that the Pole Town project, which I was involved in, I was on the joint EDC, we were getting $1.7 million until they paid off all their bonds and all the loans they took from the retirement system. Now they're saying it's only $700,000 a year. It was $1.7 when they were taking hundreds of millions out. Now the property's only worth $25 million. Has anybody checked into why we lost all that money? Why the evaluation's down? They just advertised they put $450 million into the plant for the vault. And that means the property value went down? All of this is impacting on us. We lost $1 million from them, we lost $500,000 there, and you sit here and talk about some crap that hasn't got anything to do with the city. Now, you have a city manager that's familiar with it. What are you gonna do? Pull one out of the air, pull one out of your hat somewhere, put them down and say, okay, I'll handle it? Or are you gonna be like ex-Mayor Zitch, who told the state he was very, very disappointed that he wasn't appointed city manager? That came from the mouth of Mr. Schimmel. There's nobody here qualified to do that. No one, myself included. There's too many things going on at one time here, and for some reason, instead of directing yourselves to find out what the problems are, you play around with crap. Total, absolute, nothing to do with the day-to-day operations, the goodness, the safety, and the health and the welfare of the citizens of Hamtramck. Council meetings went on with a lot of things for an hour and a half maximum. Everybody's got to speak because there's a television. How many people, find out how many people have cable in this city? Very few. Every house has 5 to 6 dishes on it. They're watching what's happening in the old country, whether they're from Poland, Russia, Bangladesh, or anywhere else. Nobody's watching these programs, but everybody's putting on a big show. Somebody better start thinking. If we're $2 million in the hole right now, if we need to take a temporary loan, get the loan in, and start straightening out and finding out and fighting why we're getting ripped off on what our taxes should be. I was involved in that plant, in the building of that Pole Town plant. We were to get $1.7 million minimum until Detroit paid off all of their indebtedness. They paid it off. Even with the drop in property values, we should be getting more than $1.7 million. They're only giving us, they're telling us they paid us too much. Spend the time investigating that. And you don't need an attorney to investigate it. You go from counsel to their counsel and have their people respond to you. That's what it used to be. The people were smart enough to know you send a letter to the consul, to the whatever, and have them respond to you with the proper answers and the proper numbers. You can forget about American Axle. There was one little plant in Hamtramck. It was minuscule compared to what we need for all operation. But now you're at bare minimum when you're firing police. Bare minimum. You lay someone off, you get rid of them, and you're going to be as bad as Detroit. And we're almost there. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak during public comment? In that case, we, I believe, have a request from the city manager to go into closed session for the discussion of his contract and employment status, and we will need a...
Ma'am, I ask you, I withdraw that request.
Okay. You're willing to have that in open session?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Then I will invite discussion on the city manager's contract and employment status.
Madam Chair.
Councilman Hassan. Yes.
2 years I've been this seat, council meeting, coming and going. Before I get elected, before November, after primary, this council has a discussion. Some new council member is coming. They're not experienced with the finance, not experienced with the city managerial management. We are very in trouble. So, and we came here, we learned a lot of stuff. In 2010, we cut the $900,000, reduced the cost. And from that day, we talked. We predict we're going to have a $3.5 million shortfall. And from that day, we've been talking to the manager, find out the way, find out the plan A, B, C, how we're going to implement long-term relationship, long-term finance fix, and it's been not done yet. Still, with all those respect, my manager, I don't know, he knows how to balance the budget or not. He did not bring us plan. This is the balanced budget plan. Again, contact negotiation with the two department, police and fire. 6 months, over 6 months already gone. We don't have appropriate answer or relationship resolve that, you know, or any outcome. Cost reduction. Retiree employees benefit. Over a month ago, it's been discussed, we have to send the letter to them immediately. He never sent. I talked to today one of the employees. He said he never get any letter, any discussion. Last closed session, we had a Mr. Manager is reporting my mayor, honorable mayor, and 6 council members have a discussion with the one council member and get upset and walk away from the closed session. That closed session was very important. And we've been calling manager to stay here and walk out, use the F sound to the council or somebody, I don't know. I feel that was not professional. So my question, if Mr. Cooper get upset with any council member, he can request to the manager, can you please tell your council member to behave? He did not talk anything. And I feel insult myself, he walked quiet and we don't have nothing to do. And I thought that day he quit and he gone, he resigned. I'm wondering he's still here. Okay, today closed session. I thought something is coming today. Finally, we can survive this city. And he didn't show up this closed session either, nothing. Again, same paper, same line item, print out from the computer, came back to us. So my residents and my lots of experienced gentlemen and ladies, we all talking experience we need. If some experience don't give us good job, we have to find out the other way to get the good job. If existing manager cannot handle the situation, cannot fix the financial problem, I'm requesting to the council today, terminate immediately this manager and hire any other acting manager to run the city from tomorrow morning, and he will do better job than what we're doing now.
Are you making a resolution?
I'm gonna make a resolution. Resolution 2012, resolution terminating the employment of the city manager. Whereas the city of Hamtramck, Wayne County, Michigan City has determined that it is in the best interest of the city to terminate the employment of the city manager, William Cooper, city manager. And whereas the cause for the action was discussed in a duly noticed special session of the City Council on March 7, 2012. Now therefore, BIE resolved by the City Council of the City that first, the employment of the City Manager shall be terminated for cause effective immediately tomorrow. Second, the city attorney is directed to send all notice and take all other necessary steps under the city charter to carry out this resolution.
Is there a second?
Support.
Discussion.
Do it.
Discussion.
Madam Chair.
Councilman Zvolak.
I had sent an email prior to the announcement of this meeting, special meeting about the city manager. I had requested documentation, and I also had requested a copy of the city manager's review from the last review we've held in the past few months, and also there were minutes from any meetings of that review. I have not received a response, nor have I received any documents. And my question is whether or not the city clerk has received a copy of this resolution. That's my initial request as to what I had asked for. And also, after I get a response there, then I'd like to hear a response from the city manager. But I have a question relative to any documents that have to do with this particular meeting.
So you're asking the city clerk if, first of all, have you received your request for the documents?
I had sent a notice to Mr. Hassan who called this meeting. And as much as he called the meeting, and I requested documents from him relative to his issue. He's asking whether or not he's presented a copy of that resolution to the city clerk.
Mr. City Clerk, have you seen this resolution before?
I have not seen that resolution.
All right. Good.
And if Mr. Hassan, have you brought any for the documentation?
There was no mention to my name. It was you looking for. I don't know who is you.
Yeah, I had the same question when I saw that.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Not?
Chair.
And I have Councilman Mia and then Councilwoman Gordon.
Pertaining to the resolution, just cause. I've only been on council for more than 3 months. Mr. Cooper's contract, as I believe, is going on 3 years. Is that correct, Mr. Cooper?
Yes,
that is correct. It's a 3 year contract?
First year I was here, I did not have a contract. And then council offered me a 3 year contract, which was executed October 1st of 2009 and will expire October 1st of 2012.
And if I may ask the direct question to Mr. Cooper. For the time that you have been here, to your best knowledge, how many times have you been reprimanded or disciplined for failure to perform your duties as city manager?
Received a reprimand one time.
Do you recall when and what was that reprimand pertaining to?
I can't give you the specifics, Councilman. I would have to go look.
Do you recall the discipline level that you ever received? Was it time off without pay?
It was the equivalent of what you would call a verbal warning.
So you received one verbal warning?
That's correct.
Nothing since then that you recall?
No.
Councilwoman Gordon.
I don't want to get too ugly here, but I'd like to kind of indicate my colleague, Mr. Hassan, who didn't even know it took two people to call a meeting. Anyway, I pulled Mr. Cooper's contract. I don't think anybody even looked at this. You guys realize we are in breach of his contract? We want to fire someone whose contract says, and I quote, when it comes to his performance evaluation, performance shall be based upon yearly goals and deliverables agreed annually by the parties. The mayor and the employee shall draft goals and deliverables, which shall be adopted by resolution by a majority of the city council. Never done. Number two, check Mr. Cooper's file. Squeaky clean. No one even put on file the evaluation we gave him. No one. Not you, Madam Mayor, not Mr. Jankowski, nobody. So his file sits squeaky clean. Now, according to his contract, amendment to the contract, says if he is terminated for no cause, we have to pay him 18 months salary, 1 year of health care benefits, and life insurance. I did the math. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $220,000. I've yet to hear just cause from Mr. Hassan. However, the amendment that our honorable attorney put together for Mr. Cooper's contract defines cause. For the purpose of this agreement, cause is defined as willful dereliction of duties, embezzlement or misappropriation of property, or conviction of a crime involving moral turpitude. with a clean file, no written reprimands, no corrective action, no goals, do you really believe we can terminate Mr. Cooper and not cost these taxpayers over $200,000? How fiscally responsible is that? I have seen no one do anything. You want to talk about finance? We can talk about budgets and finance. Two meetings ago, I made a request to have a budget session. I had to call the work session today because this council would not agree to a budget session.
So
let's not put all the blame on Mr. Cooper. We are here today because of us, because we didn't follow through. Whether he did right or wrong is not the issue. We didn't follow through. We have no documentation, we have a squeaky clean file, and we have absolutely no progressive discipline, nothing. It took us over a year to get that evaluation done. And what happened? There was a poor evaluation, I will agree. It was poor, I'll agree with that. Did we ever set goals? Did we do any corrective action? We did nothing. Now take that to court and see where you stand. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose more than $220,000. Like a little city in Nevada lost. They had no documentation. The lady could have been bought out for $80,000. She went to court, she ended up with 2.1. And here we're facing a $500,000 deficit. We have no contract negotiations completed. We have a $500,000 growing to facing Payless Fridays.
Does this have to do with?
Yes, it does. We're facing Payless Fridays. We're facing a budget deficit. We have no completion of contract negotiations. And don't admit it. Please, give me the respect I give you.
I wouldn't give many.
Councilman Jankowski.
Okay. Let me first say this. Wasn't so long ago, it was the last minute meeting before. We were informed that the route that we were most likely taking for contract negotiations was 312. We were also asked by the city manager to request a formal review from the state, which would then put us under Public Act 4. And that's a train, once it starts rolling, nobody can stop it, not even the train. Is it now? You come under Public Act 4. Yeah. That was the route our city manager wanted to take us. Okay? I just heard in a work session somebody said that's not where we want to go.
Your point?
You talk about disciplinary action, you talk about steps. If it was just an oral, written, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. The disciplinary action taken against Mr. Cooper was for a violation of an ordinance, he violated the law. That's cause for termination. He got away with a slap on the wrist. Okay. Talk about goals and cause. You can set all the goals you want. I can meet all the goals you set for me, but still fail to do my job and have dereliction of duty. It doesn't, the goals don't dictate whether or not the job is being done.
Mandated.
Now, I knew this discussion was going to go and start to be about the man, okay? And that's where it's easy to fail to make the right decision. The fact of the matter is, our administration that we hired to do a job has not done the job. I look here at an article from Detroit Free Press, dated 3/7/2012, and Tramec workers can lose pay in face of revenue drop. The article, it says, Cooper said the cost of health insurance covering employees and retirees has jumped 30%. I think the last contract he negotiated with the firefighters gave them an increase in health benefits. We had firefighters that weren't covered, he covered them, he gave it to them. Not only that, but at the same time, he negotiated a contract with the Hamtramck Police Department. those two contracts, and he increases in benefits and salary and payroll, cost us about $1 million a year. Okay? That was how many years ago? 3 years ago? $3 million. I go to a budget work session again, and what do I hear? I get the numbers. Where's the plan? Never a plan. Time and time and time again. This council has asked for one, it's demanded for one, it's been discussed over and over again, and it's not been presented to us. We need an administration or leadership in the administration that's going to perform differently, perform more professionally, more competently, going to be more, provide more information to the council so that we don't have to sit in meetings and ask about receivables, which should be in our reports that we get on a regular basis. We get into these work sessions, we find ourselves asking for information that should have been provided to us on a regular basis. We don't get it. So here we are. You say we are going to lose the city, the people of the city of Hamtramck have lost. And I truly believe the changes it made, and be that change, vacating of the city manager's office tonight, the termination of his contract, we will continue to lose. I see no plan for us to come out of this problem.
Is there any other discussion?
I'm sure.
Councilman Alguazal.
Again, I heard all the comments. I mean, if there is blame, of course, we should. And I agree with some members of the council. We share some of the blames, but the city manager have a job. And he's the one basically who should direct us to survive this deficit way back. Not right now, it's too late for us to do anything. So if there's a blame, yeah, we can blame. We can share some of the blame. But he's the head, he's the captain. He's the captain of the ship. He should know what best way to get us to survive. And we know we have this problem way back. We should have some cuts. We should have some reduction 3-4 years ago. And that's didn't happen until basically last year when we saved $1 million. This should be done on the back.
Is there any other discussion? Councilman Zvolak, then Councilwoman Gordon.
Addressing the original resolution here based upon that nothing happened tonight at our budget session, well, I think there were a number of things that did happen tonight. We had requested the last council meeting, directed the city manager of the department heads to come up with some budget reductions and prepare amendments at the next meeting, which will be next Tuesday. He has already, before next Tuesday's meeting, come up with the projections, the costs, expenses, and revenues. He's come up with what he could with respect to the various cuts in the various departments. And he has also stressed the parameters or restrictions that he and the city has with respect to any other further cuts or reductions, be it union contracts or be it obligations that we have to our retirees. And so I think we need to remember that his confinement is our confinement. Now, if the only recourse that we have, like other cities, whether it be Detroit or Highland Park or Benton Harbor or Flint, that is Act 4 because of the situation and the restrictions and confines we are, then that is it. Now, he proposed that a couple of weeks ago for a state review. You said no. But now, it's not a cash flow problem. We have a deficit problem. And what it has to do is that he has complied with what we have requested.
Thank you.
Okay? So, I don't think there's a basis for cause for termination. Now, what has also transpired here today has been a city manager's review, which is totally out of the context of the purpose of this meeting.
Councilwoman Gordon? I'm going to remind this council again that if this goes to court, we're going to lose. We're going to lose big. And it won't just be $220,000. I'm going to remind you again, he must be terminated for cause. I don't believe we can prove willful dereliction of duties, embezzlement, or misappropriation of property. I don't think we can prove that. And I don't understand when we full well know that Mr. Cooper's contract is up October 1st. There is no reason why we should risk losing over $200,000, if not more, by terminating today. I would suggest we discipline, follow the course of discipline, and put Mr. Cooper on notice 60 days before his contract is up that we will not be renewing his contract. By October, if we do that in August, which is only 5 months from now, if we do that in August, by October we'll have someone ready to be in that spot. Mr. Cooper will be gone. We save legal fees in a lawsuit. We don't risk $220,000, if not more, in losses. The man's been here 5 years. He's made some mistakes, I would agree. I have no problem with that. But we, and a lot of times he hasn't done his job the way we think he should have. I would agree with that. But neither have we. We all look to him for budget problems, you know, budget solutions. I have yet to hear one person on this council come up with a solution or a suggestion or recommendation. We have a lot of people campaigning here, and I say to all of you, you already won. You're sitting here. There's no reason to campaign anymore. You won the election. Who? And let's remove him. Let's hypothesize here. We remove him tonight. Who's going to sit in that seat? Who's going to take over contract negotiations with the police? Whose face is going to be on that camera when there's an issue in the city? You, Madam Mayor? You, Mr. Jankowski? Or you, Mr. Norris? Who are we replacing him with? Because we really have no one qualified in the city to serve as an interim manager except for two people. So, before we terminate, I'd like to discuss that. What's the plan, Mr. Hassan?
That's not part of the resolution.
Well, we can't leave the city with no city manager. If we terminate him, we have to have a plan.
Madam Chair. Councilman Hassan, go ahead.
Madam Chair, if the situation right now, we don't have any money, we cannot make even paycheck. And if somebody go to the court, after lose the job, Honorable Josh, he's going to think of the, what's happened in the Hamtramck City. How we direct the city and why the city's situation like this today. If I just make adjustment for the Hamtramck City, $200,000, they even don't have the $5. How they're going to pay? And all those things, sometimes a professional and high official, some of the time, we don't have to pay any money if we terminate. I don't know why, from where my colleague getting 18 months, and there is the system. And I cannot think tomorrow morning what I'm going to do. My manager don't have that kinds of paperwork in front of me, you going this direction. Maybe I have somebody tomorrow morning is going to come 8 o'clock with the direction. It's going to work. State going to agree with that. And the police department and fire department going to trust me.
Is there any other discussion? Then
so I'd still like to know what the plan is, Madam Mayor. If we terminate Mr. Cooper tonight, we have to have a city manager by charter. What's the plan?
You've already answered. Go.
Yeah, no, I've answered the question.
We have an acting city manager named per the charter.
Mayor, I asked for response.
And that is who?
I asked for response from Mr. Cooper.
Resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry, you did ask for a response from Mr. Cooper, Bill. And what was your question to Mr. Cooper?
I wrote the response, his comments relative to what's being submitted here with termination.
Okay. There's been a lot of points made about what I have or I haven't done. And some I can agree with, some I disagree with. However, when the comment was made early on in this discussion about questioning my professionalism, yes, I admit I lost my temper in that session. Yes, I admit I walked out of that session. And I think council will admit there was a reason that happened, which I won't go into. But I apologize for losing my temper. I agree, my professionalism, I should have maintained it. However, I was provoked. Have I come up with plans? I'm attempting to come up with plans. I'm attempting to work through all of the options. Do I have a plan for you tonight? No. Will I have one very shortly? Yes. But that's going to require more than just myself and a finance director to put that plan together. Other than that, my only question comes, you say that you want to terminate me for cause. I've read my contract. Councilmember Gordon read my contract. I think it says willful dereliction. And yet, what has been said here tonight is that I have not, or I have not been able to. Have I absolutely refused my job? No. And I think you'll find that's probably the definition of willful dereliction. So if the council wants to terminate me, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to argue. But I do ask that the council reconsider whether or not they truly feel that this is a just cause termination. And if they do, okay, I'll consider my options tomorrow.
And I'd ask the clerk to call the roll.
And if you can ask for the resolution.
Yes, could you, a short version of the resolution. Whereas the City of Hamtramck of Wayne County Mission has determined that it is in the best interest of the city to terminate the employment of the city manager, William Cooper, and whereas the cause of this action was discussed in a duly noted special session of the City Council on March 7th, 2012, and therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Hamtramck that the employment of the city manager shall be terminated for cause, effective immediately. Second, the city attorney is directed to send all notices and take all other necessary steps under the city charter to carry out this resolution.
Al Ghazali.
Yes.
Gordon.
No.
Hassan.
Yes.
Jankowski.
Yes.
Mia.
No.
Woolock.
No.
Majeski.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Councilman Jankowski.
In light of the action that took place, I would like to suspend the rules to introduce another resolution.
We have a motion to suspend the rules.
Resolution to address the issue of that.
No, you can do that.
You can't do that. You can't.
I'm sorry?
It does not require a motion to suspend the rule.
Oh, okay. Then go ahead.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to introduce a motion, a resolution.
Wait a minute, how can we do this? You can't do this. We have to stick to the agenda. It's not on the agenda. I'm not talking to you.
Excuse me. Mr. Attorney, can you explain what our options are?
I read the special notice.
Hear from you.
And the special notice is broad enough to allow for actions to be taken. In consideration of city manager's employment contract and status.
Well, we have lost our quorum, so it looks as though the city council has chosen not to possibly fill this position.
Go get him, Ed.
And the meeting is closed.